Okay, today we're holding at the Mishnah and that's Samach Alev on the Alev. And we're going to learn Laviat Mishmat.
Shalom ben Zeev HaLevi.
Shalom ben Zeev HaLevi. There's your uncle's yard. It's a mirror? So it's just, when is your grandmother's yard? So wasn't it also?
Also
next week. Okay, Zaka Helika Mishnah, Shachate Shalilah Echlov, Vishalonu Minuyav, as we saw yesterday, there's a psul of Shchita, either for Lolo Echlov, which means people that cannot eat Zaka and Chela, they're unable to eat a shear of the Korban Pesach, Shalilah Minuyav, or to people who haven't been registered on the Korban Pesach, they haven't participated in this Korban. The Arelim, this means entirely, that's all the entire group, they may be able to eat, and they've paid their money, and they've become owners, but they're Arelim, not because they're Minim, there are Arelim. We had an entire chabura of people whose family suffers from a disease that prevents them from having a mila, a blood disease, whatever. They've died matmas mila. Ule tmeim, who's not allowed to eat, then it would be possible. However, if we mix it, lo chlav v'shalola ochlav, lemenuyav v'shalola menuyav, lemulim v'la Arelim, v'la tmeim v'la tahorim. And yesterday we clarified that means within the context of one Aveda, because there's only one Aveda where this is relevant, to that Shchita. But in the context of one Aveda, we did Shchita both for those who can eat and those who can't eat, both for those who are ruling, those who are Arelim, and so on and so forth. So, as opposed to the earlier Mishnah, where any involvement of Shalom Lishma was enough to passel, even in the same Aveda, here, the fact that there is somebody who is kosher is enough to kasher. And the fact that someone is passel doesn't passel. Only if all of them are either psulim or not menuyim or not reichlim, only then would the korban be passel, and then, too, only in the course of Shchita, this was the Kavona. But in any of the other Avedas, the Kabbalah, the Hilacha, the Zrika, it would be irrelevant. As we said yesterday, Ein Machshevet Ochlin Bizrika, that's even Bizrika. Now, if you shech the korban Pesach, kodem chatzot, pasu, mishum shenemar bin ha'arbaim, shochato kodem le'tamid. Now, we saw that we were medayik. Since it says both Erev u'bein ha'arbaim, it means it's supposed to come after the korban tamid. However, that's not really a reference to the time of the day, and it's not included in the psul, which is the Zman HaShchita. It's a mitzvah. And therefore, if you shechted it kodem le'tamid, it would still be kasher. You have to delay the tamid. That doesn't pass on the korban Pesach. What we ought to do is have somebody continue to stir the dam of the korban Pesach until we have the zrika of the tamid completed, and then we can go ahead and be zarek, at least try to be mekayim the chiyuv that it should be erev and arbaim. And arbaim should be later. But the fact is that in Yisrak kasher we have a klal. In general, there's a klal on kashim that if you have a psul, the psul does not pasul. It's only a lechatchila unless shina alav hakatuv la'akev. The Torah has to review again that. Psul has to repeat it. If it's repeated, then it becomes an absolute psul. Otherwise, it's viewed as a lechatchila. Or there are other ways in which the Torah can indicate that the psul is absolute. It could say chukah, for instance. But otherwise, it's just a lechatchila and not a bidyabat. Fine. Toner Rabbanan. When you say shalola ochlav, what exactly does shalola ochlav mean? Keta shalola ochlav means l'shum choleh, l'shum zakeh. It doesn't mean for people who are not meant to be eating it, because that's the lola minuyav. The lola ochlav means for people who can't eat. So he's a chole. He says, okay, ketzach lola minuyav. We're talking about, let's say there was a chabura X that was nimna alav. Because if the korban doesn't have anybody that is nimna on it, it's possible anyway. Because there needs to be a michzat nefashot. This is a separate tool. It has a chabura that's nimna alav. However, the one who shefted had in mind a different chabura, not the one that was nimna alav. So shachato. Sorry?
So we talked about yesterday.
Yes. That too is absurd. Minan emile, how do we know these absurdities? The Tana Rabbanan, b'michsat nefashot. B'michsat means that it's covered, so in other words, we have added up the people that are on it. Malamed she'en ha'pesach nishchat, ela le'menuyav. Just like we have michsat erkecha, means to analyze the value and to pay that. In other words, it's to be moneh. So here too, b'michsat means to be registered, to be moneh on it.
The guy who shechted, or the one who had it shechted, who has to know about the
minuyim? You asked this yesterday. Nobody has to know about the minuyim. It's not a function of knowledge. The only time it becomes a function of mind is where somebody specifically goes out with a machshava not to do it, le minuyim. and makes a mistake. Otherwise, if the two of us would buy together a carbon pesach, we would both be menuyim on the carbon pesach. If you're mezakeh your children or grandchildren, I'm getting out of there. Won't be anything left for me. But if you're mezakeh, remember, I could still withdraw until the shliva. But the menuyim would be anybody that were included in the carbon of in the kinyan of the carbon. The details of those halachas will be seen later on in extreme things. There's no need to worry about it now. But the machshava is nogeh only the machshava of the kohen. Normally, he shechts it stam. What's in his business? Whoever it is, he shechts it for that person. But if he had in kavana somehow the wrong kabura, then he would have passed it. So it tells us b'michsat nefashot tachosu al haseh. This teaches us she'ein ha-pesach nishkat elo lemenuyav yochal shachatosh lo lemenuyav. But then, because in Kachin we have that klal that I mentioned earlier, that we look at each thing that the Torah defines as more of a recommendation, a suggestion. This is the way a carbon should be brought. But it's not ma'akim if you don't do it correctly. So Yochel, you might think shachtosh l'nuyav, you shecht it to the wrong chabura, yeheko v'ra'al mitzvah. Okay, you did something wrong, but that's the chiyav, but it's not definitive. And nonetheless, the carbon would be kosher. Where does the Torah repeat the halacha that you need kisui? Tamad loma. So here the Torah repeats the word. You need to have a kisui in order to tell us that this is not a mitzvah bi'alma. It's an actual definition of what the carbon is. If you do it wrong, it's now not a carbon pesach any longer. Rabbi Omer lashon surasihu. The lashon of tochosu can be understood as Syriac, not as Aramaic. Ki adam shomer lachaviro kosli tleze. There's a double meaning to tochosu. B'michsat tochosu can also mean at the time that you're doing the Shrita, that is the time to have a mifsat. So in other words, if at the time of the Shrita, so with a number of things this is not there, that the mifsat cannot be changed post-Shrita and so forth. But for our purposes here, it means where do we have the psul of a kavana of Meniyav? Only in the Shrita, not in the Zri.
Maybe it's not a double lotion, because maybe it didn't only
said it. It still means what it says. Yeah, it still means mifsat tachosu, but it also has the other implication of Shat Shrita. Even the Mandiomer who doesn't darshan lotion, Sursi will see, he learns this from the fact that the posik of the Chosu Alaseh ends two lines later with V'shachtu Oto Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael. So V'shachtu Oto is going back on the Tachosu, in which case according to him that itself is enough of a reason to limit it to Shchita. Now Ashkechan Shalom Leminuyav, this only teaches me that you need Kisui. But how do you know Shalom LaOchelav Minola? How do you know that if the person is registered it's just that he's ill and unable to eat? How do you know that too is the same Pesul of not having, it's as if it didn't have the correct minuyim, or makro, ish lefi ochlo tachos. In other words, there's two different issues. There's the fact that you need to be able to eat, and there's the fact that you need mechusim, minuyim. And, what's more, by putting it in this fashion, ich kish ochlin le minuyim, the Torah here is making an equivalence between the ability to eat and the need to be registered. Therefore, if you have v'shat shchita, you have somebody who is manui but can't eat, the shchita was for him and not for anyone who could eat, it would be possible just as if there was no minuyim. Now how about if the shchita was done correctly, but there was a kavana that the zerika should be for arelim? How about that? Shachatolu mulin amenat sheyitchapru bo arelim bizrika. Is there a psul at the time of the Zurika? That helmet is terrifying. Lord, I'm expecting you to be holding some gigantic club that's studded behind you. It's you. As long as it's not a Viking. Okay. So is there a din of a psul of... in the Zerika of a Kavana for an Orel, entirely. So that Arelim should be somehow mitchaper with this carbon pesach, and that's not quite a normal loss to mitchaper, because the essential reason for bringing carbon pesach is to eat it. Yeah. But over here he's treating it as if it were some other carbon. It's okay, I have a Kavana that it should be brought for Arelim. So is there a such a psul or not? Rav Chista says there is indeed. Chista Amar Pasul, Rabba Amar Kashin. Rav Chista Amar Pasul, Yesh Makshevet Arelim, Zerika. You can pass on the carbon pesach by having in mind that the zerika, mean not at the shasa zerika, but even the shashita, your kavon is to do the zerika for arelim. And that's sufficient to pass on the carbon. Rabba Amar Kasher, ein machshevet arelim bizrika. There's no such psul by a carbon pesach at all. Omer Rabba Minoa Minala, I'll prove it to you. Titania. Now this brisa is going on, it opens with the posik of the chol arel lo yochav. So in other words, it's talking about the psul arelut. And it begins discussing the posik like that. Kol Yivsol Bnei Chabura Habayinim. You might think that if one of the registered members turns out to be an Arel, so now maybe the whole thing should be possible. He says, V'chol Arelo Yochabo. V'dinu. Actually, you can learn that that's not so from a simple svara on your own. Ho'il v'orla poselet, v'tum aposelet. In the same way that orla is a psul, tum is a psul, correct? Now, tuma lo asaba miktsa tuma kechol tuma. We know that from our Mishnah, of course our Mishnah mentions Arelim too, and he wants to ask, how do you know one more than the other? But let's assume for a moment that it's correct to say that we know that unless you shechted the carbon entirely for Tameim, it would be kosher. And one Tameh or ten Tameim out of the Menuyim are not going to make a difference, as long as there's someone there that's kosher. So just like Miktsat Tuma is not the equivalent of Kol Tuma, and now by the way, so far we're not talking about Zrik at all. There's nothing in this Braita yet that is even related in the most far-fetched fashion to what Rav is trying to prove, to what is trying to prove. Rav, remember, was talking about, is there Psul of Arelus in Zrika? There's no Psul of Oakland or Menuhin in Zrika. Is there Psul of Arelus? We're not even talking about Zrika. We're talking about Shchita. Rav is only going to get to his proof through an analysis of this Braita, but the Braita itself is not talking about Rav's case. So now, you might think if there's a single Oral in the Menuhin, and you did the Shchita for the entire group, including the Oral, that you would passel it, says the Braita. Well, no, why should I think that? If the Torah passels all of them being Tamei, but if one of them is a Tamei, it's not passel. Same thing should be true about Orel. If all of them are Reilim, and it's passel, but if one of them is an Orel, it's the equivalent of Tamei. So, therefore, lo asaba miktsat orla kekol orla. On the other hand, perhaps the way to look at it is in the other way. We could say like this, look, there's a psul of orla when it comes to a carbon pesach. There's also a psul of zman. Zman meaning not literally the zman that you're going to eat the carbon, but pigot. Somebody did the zrika or the shchita al menat to eat a kezayit chutz l'zman. So suppose you had in kavona only a kezayit out of the entire carbon. Shech's the carbon pesach, they're going to eat this whole carbon pesach at the correct time, except for one kezayit that I got to bring home. That'll be a little late. I'll eat it l'achar zman. What's the din over there? The entire carbon becomes pigot. So one kezayit now affects the entire carbon. So perhaps what we ought to do is compare the din of arelut to the din of pigot and say, just like by pigot, ma, let's take a look at this insight. Holva or la poselet bo. Vizman posel. Ma zman asaba miktsat zman kikol zman. When it comes to one kezayit, it's as if the entire carbon was brought with the machsheves chutzle zman, and the whole thing becomes possible. So af or la, maybe if somebody had a machsheva to shech for one aura out of 100 people, one of them was an aura, that's the same thing as saying, I'm shechting in order to eat one kezayit out of 100 kezayitim, and nonetheless it passes. How do you know not to learn it from there? Why should I learn it from Tuma? Let me learn it from the din of chutzazvanet. Well, let's first try to figure out what's more reasonable. Nir lemid dome. To which case is the orla more similar? Is it more similar to Tuma, or is it more similar to a psul of pig? So danin davar she'eino noheg b'kol hazevachim, midavar she'eino noheg b'kol hazevachim. It makes sense to say that what we should do is we should learn out a halacha that is noheg only with a carbon pesach, from something that's noheg only with a carbon pesach. V'ayochiyach zman she'noheg b'kol hazevachim. This idea of needing to have a shechita for someone or another is unheard of with any other carbon. Well, it's not kamina. What I think about who's going to eat it? There's no psul about who's going to eat it.
Even though they're not allowed to eat it.
It's irrelevant. There's no such psul. Yeah, if I have an idea that I want to feed it to the wrong person. So the Torah wasn't a machshava like that. Yeah, so then machshava is simply irrelevant to any other carbon. And the truth is that even if the owner is an aro or a tamei, he's welcome to send a carbon. There's no din that he has to eat the carbon. So he'll give it to somebody else to eat. It's a carbon shalmi. Give it to the family to eat. It's only a carbon pesach. We have a unique relationship between the shechita and the achila. The whole point of the carbon is its achila. That's the whole idea. We never have such a thing. There was a very loose comparison when we were talking about before the dinim of only zurika by shinoi bailing. We were comparing that to the din of the carbon pesach. Remember yesterday, carbon pesach during the rest of the year. Have a machshava shalol l'shem bala. That's not the same thing as shalol l'shem ochla. That's a general psul. Who owns the carbon? But as far as eating the carbon, it's usually irrelevant who eats the carbon. Therefore, if I'm coming now to talk about a psul and who eats, meaning an oral. Well, why should I compare it to pigle? Pigle is a universal gum in any carbon. And this is a whole new halacha that applies only to carbon pesach. So let me learn out the din from Tuma. Somehow it's a given that miktsas Tuma doesn't pass off. So fine, So whatever the basis is of that, that's the halacha of the orla. Mikzas orla doesn't pass. Therefore, near le midomeh, danin davar she'eino naheg b'chalas vachim, midavar she'eino naheg b'chalas vachim, v'ayochiach zman, which is a din in pigo, where over there it's naheg b'chalas vachim. Or perhaps we should look at it otherwise. Kolach l'derech zo. Danin davar she'lo v'tar michlalo, midavar she'lo v'tar michlalo, v'ayochiach tum'a shudra michlala. There is no case in which we will allow achila of any korban to arelim. This din of arelim being ostrich to korban pesach is true of any korban. It just doesn't possible a machshava of achilas arelim. But certainly, there's no way if you're going to say the only people around to eat the korban are arelim. So we don't say, well, what can you do? Then let arelim eat. But if the only people that are available to eat the korban are tameim, when it comes to tuma, we have a din of hutra michlala betzibur. So over there, and this of course only korban pesach, because by korban pesach the achila is the essence of the korban. Okay, so there is a case of now tuma, which is hutra michlala, but pigel and orla is never looked at michlala. So perhaps it's more reasonable to compare orla to pigel than to compare it to tuma, because of this reason. Tuma is unique. Tuma is hutra michlala. Therefore, we cannot conclude on the basis of our svara alone that miktas orla will not pass, because maybe miktas orla would pass just in the same way that miktas pigel, miktas man pass. Therefore, Talmud lomar zot. Comes along the Torah to say, zot chukata pesach. Now, zot chukata pesach doesn't seem to have anything to do with it. What's Eskimo? What is that supposed to be? My zot. Zot what? Ilema de kula orla pasla. Miktsatalo pasla. If you're trying to tell me that zot is the raya, that for what we started off trying to look for, which was, is there a din of miktsas orla or not? I mean, why does zot mean that? That I know from, if you want to be medayik it from the opening pasuk. As I mentioned to you, the first words in the bright. The bright opens with the words of the chol, arel lo yachab. You want to be medayik it from mikol. Orel, nafka. When it says kol orel, it means the whole thing would have to be for arelim in order to be possible. So therefore, it's a given that this drasha in the braita that I just brought, said Rava, wasn't coming to address the issue of whether miktas arelim bishvita would be possible. They're not possible because of the pasuk that you started with, kol orel, and not partial orel. Kol orel means everything is orel. El alav, there's something missing from this braita, says Rava. And here's where it gets interesting, because this now, what's missing, has to do with what I'm trying to do. Ela lav hakikatan. Clearly, what's missing from this bride is it should complete like this. So how do we know that miktas oral doesn't pasal? Talmud lomar. You'll think we could learn it out from pigel, or perhaps we should learn it out from tuma. Undecidable. Therefore, Talmud lomar v'chol arel kula orla pasla miktata lo pasla. Of course, that doesn't appear in the bride, but we're intelligent enough to put it in. Now, what in the world is the meaning of Talmud lomar zot? Here is the missing line, which, as anybody can see, is exactly what I was trying to prove. V'chitema hu hadin zrika. You might think that, okay, but zrika and shchita are the same in this, that, albeit a partial arelut will not pass to the zrika, but a complete arelut, if I haven't kavana, that if I'm shechting it for arelim, so kula orla mia would pass. Tabu domar, therefore, comes along the Torah to say, zot, only zot, meaning only shachatuoto. So zot b'shchitahu, it's only when it comes to an act of shchita that kula orla, at least if it's kula orla mia pasla, but zrika, no way. Even kula orla namilo pasla. I will say, so why would I be medayik this way to say not zrika? Why is zrika less than shchita? That I should say that this is what the Torah must mean. V'chitema my kula de zrika. What do you mean my kula de zrika? It's obvious. De'ein machshevet ochlim bezrika. In the same way that it's irrelevant whether the person can eat or is manui when it comes to the zrika, so it makes sense to say that it's irrelevant whether the people that are going to be mischapa with the korban pesach are arelim. Right, but shenkein, where the shchita, I know it is relevant, and the person has to be able to eat, has to be monui, and so on, and that has to be the machshava. So then over there, kula orla will pass that, yes, but not by zrika. So you see, says Rabbi Rafista, just read the point. That's obvious. It's saying exactly what I say. If you have good glasses. Rav Chisda says, on the contrary, I noticed that point. That says exactly what I say. Isn't that strange? Maybe you should look at it through my lenses. Actually, the point was proving what I was saying. Talmud lomar. Here's how. how to read it. Amrut amar v'chol orel. Only kula orla pasols in the shchita. Miktzata lo pasla. But the implication is that when it comes to zrika, afilu miktzata nami pasla. When it comes to zrika, maybe even one orla would pasla. V'chi teimu hu adin l'zrika. And just in case you try to be an action, like somebody I know, and claim the adiika kula orla lo pasla, that it wouldn't pasla. I mean, forget, they're not even thinking about you, Rabbi, because, I mean, you're saying even kula orla doesn't pasla. You're totally out of the running. Actually, the Braita was saying even miktzat orla pasla. If there's somebody who's a little bit like you, but not quite as bad, who insists that you need to have an entire makshevas orla in the zrik in order to pasla, Talmud lomar zot. Only Shechita demands all of our Arelus to pasul. But for Zerika, any involvement of our Arelus, even one oral, would pasul the Shechita, the Zerika, and the whole carbon would become pasul. Just like I was saying. So therefore, Zot Shechitahu, we're Miktzata lo pasla. Avo Zerika, afil Miktzata pasla. Now you'll say, why do I look at it this way? Why don't I look at it your way and say, look, I mean, if the Torah is coming to tell me Zot, then obviously it's coming to exclude Zerika, because Zerika is less, not more. Umay chuma de Zerika. Why do I say that Zerika is more than Shechita? I'll tell you why. Delo mikva pigol all of Zerika. Zerika is absolutely unique, because in order for a korban to be nifsal as pigol, no, I shouldn't say to be nifsal, but to be chayev as pigol, I need, if you will recall, a pigol korban has to be the full equivalent of a kosher korban. Pigol perfect, exactly. And the moment that I introduce some other psul, so let's say I would also, I did the shechita menas lechol kezayet chutz lezman, and I do everything else fine. And then when I come to the zrika, I don't do the zrika correctly. I do the zrika maybe a minor thing that wouldn't have passed it anyway. I do the zrika shelo lishma of the bialim. That doesn't pass it. It's all the shem chayva. But at that moment, it no longer is pigol in the sense that I won't be chayev for pigol. So here, of course. So that means that the zrika is the final touch, even on the psul of pigol, which means that zrika is the central idea. Things that maybe wouldn't have affected shechita, let's say miktzas orla, wouldn't have affected shechita, but will affect zrika, and that's why it says zos. I'm only being so makpid that you need kol orla, so pedantic, you need kol orla, not miktzas orla. That's when it comes to shechita. When it comes to zrika, zrika is very sensitive. Any little bits of orla will pass. A completely opposite way of reading the braita, based on opposing suppositions about the nature of the relationship of zrika to shechita.
We're still talking about
a
korban pesach.
Absolutely.
And then,
but that's Lagabi Achila. But over here, in terms of a Machsheves Psul, where the Torah disallows Arelus in the Korban Pesach, not because they can't eat, and not because they're not Menuyin, but because of a new Psul of Arelut, so then they know Chinami, the Zerika would indeed pass. Maskev lo Ravashi, first of all, said Ravashi, I don't understand either of these approaches, then neither of them makes sense. Because they're both assuming that the Braita could have learned out its din, a Miktzat Orla from the word V'chol Orel, right? Kol Orel means you need the whole thing or bust. If there's only one Orel out of ten, then it's no good. How do you know it means that? Maybe it means just the opposite. They're saying v'chol orel means kula orla, okay? Kula mashma. Dumahai v'chol orel means any little bit of orel. Kol orel. Any little bit of orel. Lo yachavo. And by the way, we all assume that that's the meaning, as you can see every single time we daven Ma'ariv. Go ahead. How do we see it every single time we daven Ma'ariv? Before we even say Baruch Hu. So what are we saying? Lawyer call Hamasov. 99% will take. Leave out the last 1%? Or we mean nothing, none of it. Lawyer call Hamasov. We don't want any little bit of your chema. Obviously, that's what we mean. So over here, it says kol orel. It means any little bit of orel. It doesn't mean 100% of orel. I mean, if that's what you think, you better not say that pleasant before Myrith. I expect to survive till the end. So therefore, I understand both Rab and Reb Chista's drug, neither of them makes sense. I don't like that. So therefore, I mean, the way to learn it would be, hi, b'chol orel, the idea of his mashma, kol du orel. And therefore, the way to read the Braita is exactly as it says. You start the pasuk off, and it says, b'chol orel o yochav. So now you say, oh, so then does that mean that even a single orel will pasul? Because that, after all, is the meaning of kol. Talmud lomar zot, look at the entire Aveda. If the entire Aveda is defined by Arelut, yes, otherwise no. I mean, then you don't have to add anything. And so there's no imagination here, not Rabba's imagination, not Reb Chista's imagination. It's saying exactly what it's trying to say. What's your problem? I don't believe this. That can't be the machlokes of Reb Chista and Rabba. No. Talmud lomar zot adika kulor lo pasul. I don't care whether we're talking about Shechita or Zerika, whatever. I mean, that wasn't the issue. So loshna b'Shechita, loshna b'Zerika, Whatever the din is certainly it's not coming to address an afkamina between Shechita and Zrika, because that was not what Zos was coming for. And Zos was coming for the exact drasha that we were looking. Do we mean call Orla any Orla, or do we mean we need all Orla? El Omer Rav Ashi, look, I want to just completely revise your understanding here of Rabbi Merkisa. You know, you guys were thinking about Orla in terms of a new psul of Orla, not related to Minuyin. That's not what the case was. Shachto over here, Almanach Yitchaprubo Arelim, was talking about the Arelim that are not Minuyin, not that are the way you were learning. Arelim, meaning you had some of the Minuyim are Arelim, some of the Arelim are Arelim. You had in Kavona for the Zrika that should be our. No. Case over here is over here we're talking about Arelim Bialma. And what the Pagam over here boils down to Pagam of Lola Menuyam. If they would have been Menuyim and there were some Mulim that were also shechted for them, so then what kind of problem would there be? I mean, even the Shechita is okay if it's Miktas Menuyim. So if it's Miktas Arelim, it's also going to be kosher. So okay. So therefore, what we're talking about, what it boils down to, is if we're going to shecht it for the wrong person. We did the Shechita for the right person, but we're shechting it for a Kavana that the Zerika should be for somebody who isn't Menuyim. Now the question is an oral who is not manui the equivalent of shalola manuya? And therefore, in other words, do I need to worry about, let me give you an example where this idea kicks in. You have a carbon chatas. You have a kavon and a carbon chatas for somebody else's chatas. As we mentioned yesterday, a chatas is similar to a carbon pesach in that a makshava, shalol shemo, actually passes the carbon. But suppose I shecht Ruvain's chatas for Shimon. So is that considered to be a shinui? It depends. If Shimon is also chayav a chatas, then it's a shinui. But if Shimon's not chayav a chatas, that I'm not being mishana it to someone who is similar to the one that is supposed to be in it. So now the same thing is true over here with Arelim. I'm going to have in a kabona that what? I'm shechting it for Arelim that are not Minuyim, right? So the question over here is, if I'm going to passel it, it needs to be a psul because of this thing who otherwise would have been included in the carbon. If I have both Arelim Minuyim and Arelim She'enam Minuyim. I have Mulim that are Minuyim and Arelim that are Minuyim. Now I have a Kavada only for the Arelim that are Minuyim. Fine, there we have the question of the psul of Zrika for Kuloy Arelim. Very nice. But how about for Arelim that are Beklal not Minuyim? So there is what they're arguing. It says, V'nir Tzalo L'chaper Alav. This is a general din. This is a din in the Korban. So there it says, on an Oila. Sabach Yodoh Reisha Oila. V'nir Tzalo L'chaper Alav. So when we darshan Alav, Alav V'lo Achaveiro. So if you haven't Kavona to be B'chaper for the wrong guy, so then it's a Loyola L'Balam B'Shem Chayva by an Oila. Okay. But we darshan from there, Rabba Sava Chaveiro Dunya Lideh. In order to passel a Korban for Shinoi B'Alam, where it will apostle, it has to be someone who is similar to you. Mahu debar kapara, af chaveiro debar kapara. But an orel is lav bar kapara. In this case, this orel is not nogea the carbon pesach, and it's as if you never shechted it for him, because he's not included in this carbon pesach at all. He's not roy for a carbon pesach. He's not manui in the carbon pesach. So what's the problem? Rav Chista sava, hai orel nami, kivan debar chiyuvahu. Look, is this orel chayev to bring a carbon? Yes. He's saying he can't, because he's an oral. What do you mean he can't? He could. I mean, again, it's risky. I mean, his brother died from hemophilia. He doesn't know. Maybe he'll die. But the bottom line is, theoretically speaking, if he were to go ahead and to be mal himself, he would be able to eat this carbon pesach. So therefore, you can't say he's not a bar kapara. That's just a passing situation. It's a coincidence that he's not a bar kapara, because he's not a matzah. But if he wanted to, if he had wanted to be mitaken himself, he could have. Therefore, at that moment, he becomes indeed someone who is now a shinui, because he's roy for this carbon. Rabba says we look at the situation as it is currently, and he's not roy for this carbon, and therefore he's not considered to be a shinui. But nothing to do with the issue that you understood, Rabba and Rafista were arguing about the shaila of menuyim who are arelim, and whether mitzas there are apostles, does it pass through them. We're not even talking about that. There's no difference between Zrika and Shechita when it comes to the psul of arelim. The only shaila is it considered to be now to be a machsheva lola menuyim, because you're big machsheva for somebody else. Anora was not included because he's not allowed to eat beklal. That's what Robert Tynes just says. He is. He's supposed to. He just can't. But theoretically, he could. Therefore, he's included. Brief review. Shochto shalolo flavit. Shochto shalolo flavit shalolo menuyav. La'arei l'nuvet meyim pasul. Lochlav Vishalo Lochlav Lemnuyab Vishalo Lemnuyab Lemulim Vlarilim Latmeim Vlatorim Kosh Shorto Kodam Hatsot Pasul Vishim Shinemar Bin Arbay Shorto Kodam Litamicho Bin Arbayim Kasher Ubavachi Akram Maris Bidamoachi Zarekatamid. As a matter of fact, in Israq, before the Tamatabid, would also be Kosh. Tanarabon Kate Sachalo Lochlav, for instance, Shum Cholal, Shum Zakim, Kate Sachalo Lemnuyab Nimnolav Kaburazo Vishakto Lashem Kaburacher. The Torah Rabbanan b'michsat nefashot ha-choser, b'michsat b'lamet shen ha-pesach nishchat, ela le-menuyav. Yoko shachato shelo le-menuyav. It would be only a l'chatchila, ke-over ha-le-mitzvah, but still kasher. But lomar b'michsat to-choser, ha-katuv shana alav la-akev. Rebbe Yomer Lashim Sursihu, Ki Adam Shaober Lachavero, Koslit Leze, Ashkan Shalon Menuyav, Shaloloch Lav Minolan, Amakra Ishofioch, Lotochuso, Itkish Ochlim, Kedelimenuyim, Shachatol Mulim, Amenachi Traprubo Arelim, Bezrikan, Rechist Aimer Paso, Rabba Makashem. Rav Chista Omer Pasul Yesh Machshavat Arelim Bizrika. Rabba Omer Kasher Ein Machshavat Arelim Bizrika. Omer Rabba Mino Amino La Tetania Yochol Yifsol Bnei Chabura Haba Inimo Vedino. Hoyo Ba Orla Paselet Vetuma Paselet. Ma Tuma Lo Asa Ba Miksat Tuma Kekol Tuma. Af Orla Lo Asa Ba Miksat Orla Kekol Orla. Or perhaps just the opposite. Ulach Lo Derech Zol. Hoyo Ba Orla Paselet Vizman Paselet. Ma Zman Asa Ba Miksat Zman Kekol Zman Ba Pigo. Af Orla Asa Ba Miksat Orla Kekol Orla Ba Pesach. Well, nearly be domain. Danim davar she'eino noeg b'kol hazvachim, midavar she'eino noeg b'kol hazvachim, al yofi hazman she'noeg b'kol hazvachim. Or maybe kulach b'derach zo, danim davar shelo hutar meklalo, midavar shelo hutar meklalo like pigo, but not from tuma, because tuma is utra meklalo. Since it's undecidable on this basis, tamu lomar zot. Now I ask you, said Rabba, what do you mean zot? Ilema to teach me what the ostensible purpose of the braita is. To kula orla pasla miksata lo pasla, that was evident from the opening pasuk called Arel lo yochavu, kol arel. So to be kol arel nafka. El alav achikatani. Talmud omar v'chol arel, that kol orla pasla, miktzata lo pasla, and the missing line is, v'chi teimo hu adin lezrika, that at least if it were kula orla, would pasel, tamud lo mazot, only shchita as a psul orla, and not zrika. So v'shchitu de kula orla mia pasla, avu bezrika, even kula orla wouldn't pasel. Why do I darshan it that way and not l'chumra? Why do I assume that zrika would be even more called than shchita? Because v'chitema mai kula de zrika, because ain't machshevet, ochlim bezrika at all. Rifki says, other rabba, the whole point of the hidden words in the braita were to prove my contention. Lidav gizav, tamud lo mazot, kol areal, as you said, kol areal pasul miktzata lo pasul. But when it comes to zrika, I feel miktzata with pasla. Now maybe you'll try to tell me, nah. What in the zrika that you would need kol areal or nothing? Only kol areal would be pasul. But I think kol areal patam with loma. Zot, the limitation of kol areal is only said by shchita with miktzata lo pasla. Avo zrika, I feel miktzata pasla. Now you'll say, why do I look at it that zrika is more chamur that I darshan in this direction? I don't understand either of you. And therefore the Torah comes to say, no, only where it's zot, meaning only where you can look at it and say the whole thing is arelut, da'adika kulorla lo pasla, lo shna b'shkita lo shna b'zrika. Elohim Ravashi, look, I don't think your whole understanding of Rav Chista Rabba's mitzvah. Rav Chista Rabba, we're talking about a whole different issue. The din is, it says, v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav. So the question over here is, if I shecht it, basically, shelo b'shma, meaning for someone who isn't now monui on it. So it's a level of achaver. So Rabba savar, but that only counts where just like the person that was supposed to be brought for is a bar kapara, in the sense of Korban Pesach, a bar achilat ha-pesach. So therefore, av chaveiro the bar kapara. Lafuke hai oro. You couldn't have brought a Korban Pesach for him anyway. So having a kavana to do a zrika for a guy who couldn't have had a Korban Pesach anyway is irrelevant. And it doesn't register. Just like trying to bring a chatas for somebody who isn't chayav a chatas. It's irrelevant. Or trying to bring a Korban tzibur for a tzibur of goyim. It's irrelevant. They're not chayav of the Korban. So that's not considered to be a shino yashin. So it's lav bar kapara. Whereas Rav Chista said, no, that's not true. An oro is theoretically capable of bringing a Korban Pesach. And therefore, to be mashana the shame to a group of arelim is indeed a shinui. Because hayarel nami kiva debar kiyuva l'maisa. The Torah didn't say he's not chayav. The Torah says he's not allowed to eat. So therefore, he's a bar kiyuva. And he's also shayach to bring it. He could be mal himself and now bring the Korban Pesach. Memela, it's considered to be chavero dunya didei. It has absolutely nothing to do with the psul of arelut. It has to do with whether there's a psul of shinui bailin. Now the question is an oral considered to be an alternative bailin? But that's all. It was a complete coincidence. In your mind, you started comparing it to the case of the Mishnah with some tmeim and some arelim. Nothing to do with that. That was talking about where there were minuyin. Here we're talking about the oral out there in the street. It was not a monoi. Is it considered to be a shinui? Mamish no shaykh to the sugya that you connected it to.